Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode.
Welcome to it.
And Kate, got a question about jade rolling.
Dori's just sitting here jade rolling her face.
And it feels real good.
You've never jade rolled before.
I've never jade rolled before. I'm a jade rolling virgin.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. My jade. Okay, I'll just stop.
Do we want to just play the question? Do you want to save it for the end?
Yeah, let's save it.
Okay.
Because I'm just going to keep jade rolling.
So jade roll, and we're going to get to the, we'll make this the last question, and then you can kind of speak to your experience.
Oh, I just saw it. There's a little one. Okay, yeah. Great.
We have one email that offers amazing advice and another email with question. I'm going to start with our advice email.
Great. Kick it off.
It's a long one, but
I'm
it's
ready.
So helpful, and I need to talk about what I've done since getting it. Hi, gals. Love the podcast. I listen to it in the AM while stretching on the floor before I start my day. Your voices and banter is very soothing and easy to listen to. Thanks. I am 54 and a paper slave. I am the generation that didn't grow up with iPhones, email, etc. I love gabbing on the phone and getting mail and, all caps, making lists.
I love this woman.
I know. You forwarded this to me immediately after we received
it. I was like, I'm obsessed with this email.
I do not use a planner, but rather a simple desk calendar that is flat, just like my mother did. Specifically, a Lilly Pulitzer agenda that has a spiral and fun stickers, colors, and it looks pretty on my desk. I try to put dates in my phone with the address because allegedly I should always have my phone with me and it goes in my person bag. But game changer that I want to share is a simple, cheap, small spiral notebook. The ideal size for me is 5x7 with a pen in the spiral spine. 1. I only write on one side of the pages. 2. Each page is one type of checklist. Currently, there are 5 pages going. Calls I need to make, returns I have to do at the store,
ooh,
errands I have to do, grocery list, and projects I want to finish this week. It helps me to do brain dumps and know that it's all in one place. And it helps me stop forgetting stuff. When a list is done, I rip it out of the book with gusto and recycle it.
With gusto is in all caps.
All caps.
By the way.
There's a lot of all caps in this email. I want to have a bullet journal, but I'm not that organized. And I am sort of a perfectionist. And it would bug me if it wasn't beautiful. This little notebook is some days a scribbled mess and stream of consciousness, and some days beautifully written. I am not sweating the small stuff anymore. If I hear a song I want to download, I write it on a clean page with a header, songs. And when I have a few songs, I'll spend 30 minutes doing that instead of being so scattered.
I love this so much. I can't even contain myself.
I know, you are just jade rolling and waving your arms over there.
Going nuts.
There's more. My kids, 20 and 22, know to write things they need from me in my notebook. It's not precious or private, but either in my bag or on my desk, along with my phone. It seems to be working pretty well. I used to have a small notebook for each event, home, work, kids, too many books. But keeping all this in cheapo, but keeping all this in this cheapo little notebook, knowing it's just a tool and not a work of art to stress over, parentheses, bullet journal, has liberated me and made me more productive.
I mean,
can you please come on the podcast?
I mean, wait, so Kate, how has your behavior changed?
Well, so what's interesting to me about this email is that if you look at kind of the original bullet journal creator, they actually keep a very simple bullet journal. It's not an artistic endeavor. And part of bullet journaling is making lists like this. Sometimes people will journal like movies I've seen in 2018, books I've read. So listing, I do think, is for some people a big part of bullet journaling. Mm-hmm. For many people, bullet journaling is not like creating a beautiful piece of art.
Right.
But that being said, I can really relate to the sensation that if my bullet journal isn't perfect, it feels stressful because for me, yes. I just have kind of abandoned the concept of bullet journaling and list things out. Now, what I don't do is list in this way. And I feel like I'm going to try it. Now, I immediately went on to Amazon and was going to start to buy a 5x7 notebook. Mm-hmm. And I was going to try to do it so I could have one to give to you today, but I failed. Ooh. I got distracted. And also I wanted to make sure I have like an issue with paper thickness, which I feel like this caller addresses or writer.
By only writing on one side.
Yes, I do really appreciate that, but I do love a thick page.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I think I'm going to try this system.
I love it.
It spoke to me so deeply because I have so many compartments of my life. That it just felt very organized, but in a not stressful way. And also, I think one thing that they stress so much about this email is that they're not precious about it. It's not like it's a free thinking, scribbly sensation. They don't mind if their kids write in it. Mm-hmm. They're not being like, if I didn't, you know, beautifully decorate.
You know what else I love about her thing is that she rips out the lists.
That's so satisfying. And recycles it.
And recycles it. Like with bullet journals, you keep everything.
Mm-hmm. I think if you wanted to be able to go back and look at all the books you've read, you might not rip the page.
Sure.
But I agree, something about ripping out a page and throwing it away also kind of gives me anxiety. There's a part of me that likes perusing. I mean, look on my desk right here, Dory. I have a full bullet journal.
Oh, wow.
Again, it's just, you see, it's not beautiful. It's just lists, but I completed this whole freaking thing. And there's something satisfying about having that too.
Totally.
But do I need all that? No, it's
right.
Just clutter.
And then what do you do with it?
I bring it out once a year to talk about on this podcast.
Yeah. So
I love this. I just want to say, I'm going to implement this. I'm going to report back on how it goes.
But I can't wait.
Another thing I wanted to add as a left-handed person, well, you're also a lefty.
I am.
A spiral sided notebook is really hard for me because it's so annoying because my left hand just hits it. So I thought about getting a notepad.
Okay, two things.
Talk to me.
Whenever I use spiral notebooks, I just do them in reverse.
Oh, that's a good idea. Just a backwards notebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a backwards notebook.
Maybe I'll do that.
Because we live in a world made for right-handed people.
We do.
Yep.
And it is very unfair.
Uh-huh. But I also love notepads and reporters' notepads.
A stenographer pad?
Yeah. Those are great too. So
they're 6x9. They're not 5x7.
There's also like a narrower version of a reporter's notepad that a spiral bound reporter's notepad that might be useful.
Now you don't get stressed out like because I'm such a OCD brain, I have a hard time thinking about flipping backwards through a notepad or through a spiral bound. Like I might just suffer through the spiral.
Oh, I have no qualms about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Are you going to adopt any of these practices?
I don't know.
Okay. Think about it because
I'm going to think about it. I mean, my to-do lists have lately been on a dry erase board, which of course
get in your office.
In
so
my
you
office.
Look at it.
So I look at it. And I kind of like that system, but of course it's not coming with me.
Right. This notebook is in their bag all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to think about it.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Got it.
Should I read this next email?
Read this next email.
Great. Hi, ladies. My name's Caroline, and I adore your podcast. I'm 25. Sidebar, I love that both of these emails are from women who are of ages that are ostensibly out, slightly outside of our demographic, but it just goes to show that
anyone can be forever
35. Anyone can be forever 35. I'm 25, but I've learned so much from both of you and from all the ladies in the Facebook group. I'm hoping you all might have some insight on how to deal with friendships that are, I don't know, shaky. My best girlfriends are two people I used to work with, but I've since left the industry we were in because I was burnt out and unfulfilled. We all recently went on a weekend trip together, and being with them for that long made me realize that we had spent a majority of our friendship talking about work and people at work. Now that we don't have work to talk about, I felt like we were all on a bad date where we just awkwardly talked about the weather. I'm feeling really isolated from them, and it feels like I've been dumped or something. Keep in mind, this is all coming from me. I don't think they felt weird at all. I really care about these girls, and they are my closest and honestly only friends. But I'm feeling like maybe this is the beginning of the end for us. Have you ever experienced something like this? How do you strengthen your friendships for the long haul, or identify that maybe it's just not a good fit and coming to terms with that? Sorry this was so long and such a downer. I'm just really feeling alone, and I'm so envious of your friendship with each other. What is your secret? Thank you so much for everything. Love you both.
I love you.
Yes. I have some thoughts.
Yeah, get into it.
I would say, first of all, like, yes, sometimes friendships do fizzle out, and that is a part of being an adult, and it feels weird, and it's different than friendships were when you were a kid or a teenager or even in college, because you're making them based on these shared interests, and when you lose those shared interests, sometimes they do just fizzle out. Now, that being said, I think, Caroline, that you inadvertently put yourself in a more high-stakes situation than you realized by going away with both of them
who still work together.
Yeah. So my suggestion would be to have some one-on-one time with each of them, maybe a dinner, just something that, you know, maybe that you used to like to do, and just see if in a one-on-one situation you're able to have conversations that don't revolve around your former place of employment. Maybe you will and maybe you won't. You know, like, you might actually find that you do have stuff in common and stuff to talk about, or you might find that, like, you don't.
And it doesn't mean you need to end
totally
these friendships. They don't sound toxic, but maybe finding, now I don't know what your situation is. I don't know where you live, and you said these are your only friends, and it can be hard to make friends. I don't know what your new employment is. So I think just maybe broadening. We've talked about, like, places to make friends, mm-hmm, in the past. And I feel like you can maintain these friendships and also begin to look for your people.
Yeah.
And that can be hard. That's such an easier said than done,
yeah,
task.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's weird, and I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
Nope.
Also, work friendships are so intense because you're spending 40 to 70 hours a week with these people. You share such an intense common bond. And when that, and also a common community. And when, yeah, that's, when one of you is removed from that or that's taken away, it can feel like you don't have anything in common, and you might not.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's totally, it's very normal and okay. And it doesn't mean you're a bad friend or that you made a mistake or, you know, that they've done anything wrong. It just maybe might mean that they aren't, you know, they don't need all your best friend energy, that can be placed on exploring new friendships.
Kate, do you have friends who you used to work with, who you're still friends with? Like, do you have work friends that transcended your workplaces?
Yeah, I do, actually. I would say I have a few. There are a couple workplaces that I've worked at where I still have friendships with the people there, especially my most recent job at VH1. I was there for 7 years, and I really, like, I just had great relationships with so many of my coworkers. But that being said, we don't hang out as much as I used to, just because we were always together for work. You know, it does change. But I have maintained, or tried to. I'm not the best at it.
Right.
But yeah, I do feel, I was thinking of them, actually, a lot of the people that I worked with, and still feel like we're able to talk about other things. That being said, boy, did we love talking about work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's delicious to talk about work and the people you work with.
Well, especially if there's, like, a boss everyone hates, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if there's, like,
or, like, a sexy person everyone's
right,
into.
Right, or gossip.
Yes, or, like, someone pooping in the bathroom weird.
Totally.
You know that there's always a weird pooper.
Yeah, although, you know, it's normal to poop at work.
It is, Dory, but it took a lot of courage for me as a person.
There was, I have to say, there was recently a thread in the Facebook group that is probably one of my favorite threads that has appeared in the Facebook group, where someone wrote and said, I'm starting a new job and my schedule is changing and I'm going to have to change when I poop.
It's the worst.
And a lot of people were like, you know, apparently men like to brag that they get paid to poop. Like, men will save up their poop for work.
God, what?
Yes.
Oh, they save it to,
yes,
do it at work?
Yes.
So they have, like,
so
break?
So that they get paid to poop.
I will say, I was a receptionist once. And it was, and I was stationed right at the front of the building, the company, and you had to walk in front of me to go to the bathroom. So I would see everybody's bathroom habits. Mm-hmm. And there were men who would literally go to the bathroom with their books.
Yeah.
And would be there for a very long time.
Yep.
And the women tended to be very fast. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what that's about.
Now, listen, I'm just going to say that by the end of this thread, this woman was like, I'm pooping at work.
Shit at work. Yeah. I mean, it is. There have been times, Dory, where I have gone to other floors at work.
Totally. And I mean,
to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look, I hear you.
My daughter was not pooping at school. She
it's
was like
tough.
Saving her. Then she'd like get in the car and fart her brains out. And I was like, do you know? She's like, I don't want to poop at school. Like, you know what? I understand.
Oh,
but
I know.
You got to just get it out. It's not, as my mother would be like, it's not healthy to hold it in.
She's right.
You're clenching all day.
Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, we've come to the jade roller question.
Yes, I stopped jade rolling.
And how do you feel? Tingly?
You know, I gotta say, it felt very nice going on. But play the
okay,
voicemail.
Here's a voicemail.
Hi, ladies. This is Cassandra from Oregon. Huge fan. I have ranted and raved about you guys on Insta stories so many times. Could not recommend you guys anymore. So I have two things. One about flowers. I get Trader Joe's flowers once a week. And I swear, looking at that vase of flowers sitting on my dining room table among the chaos of life with a toddler, it really is just like a breath of fresh air and just feels so good for my mental well-being. And second, I have a question about jade rollers. Do you guys use them? Have you used them? What are your thoughts? I have one and I love it. I don't know if it's doing any good, but it feels fantastic. And come allergy season here in Oregon, that is going to feel so good on my face. So yeah, just curious as to what you guys think about that. Keep up the good work. Thanks, guys.
Well, this was your jade roller that I was using.
It is.
So my feelings about jade rolling are only about 15 minutes old.
But enlighten us.
So I feel like I can't really speak from a place of authority. No, that being said.
But I will.
It felt really nice. Like, I could imagine just like watching TV and just kind of casually, absent-mindedly jade rolling, but is it doing anything? I have no idea.
I bought this. One thing I do understand about jade rollers is that if you an authentic jade roller is a bit pricier than, like, if you see one for $10, you're probably not getting actual jade.
Oh,
now I think I paid
is this
about,
actual jade?
I don't think so. I think I paid about $18 for it.
It's very pretty.
It's pretty. I have no idea if it's real jade, what the properties are, if it's plastic, I don't know. I don't use it. I bought it, I put it in my freezer, and then I just forgot that it was there. I do think if you wanted to calm your skin, like if your skin is, if you were heated or having redness, I think it would help. And I also do think that the coolness helps close your pores.
Oh.
So I feel like it could be something you might do, you know, just to tighten things up.
Sure.
Or like it, under your eyes if you get a little puffy or
yeah,
swollen.
Yeah, I mean, I was just... So this jade... Do all jade rollers have these two sizes on them?
I don't know, but mine does have a small and
yours
a large.
Yours has a small side, and I was rolling it over my under eyes, and it felt very nice.
Yeah, to me, it feels like a not a necessary item. But I did love the caller's point about allergies, though, because your sinuses, I do feel like that would feel so
good
nice.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to put this in the category of like Does it do anything? Who knows? But it's like a nice little ritual that you can do for yourself.
And certainly if you get it and you love it, never stop doing it.
Totally.
There's nothing wrong with like rubbing a cold thing on your face.
Yeah. How much is a quote unquote expensive one? Do
okay.
you know?
I opened it up on my computer because I wanted to be able to speak to this. Let's say on Goop, I just Googled jade roller and here are some sites that came up. Anthropology, $32. Derm Store, $35. Goop Rose Quartz Soothing Jade Roller, $45. Now at Anthropology, there's something called a Skin Gym Rose Quartz Facial Roller for $28. So, you know, Gwyneth is always going to upsell you a little bit. Like over on Goop, they say that it has cooling, soothing power of rose quartz crystal, promotes circulation for glowing, healthy looking skin, releases tension, and cools to help reduce the appearance of puffiness and under eye bags.
Okay.
Now, does it need to be rose quartz? I don't think so.
But you're saying it should be jade.
Well, I don't know because I don't.
And none of these sound like they're actually jade.
Here's something. When I received a facial from past guest Courtney Chisano, she used a cold roller on my face and she said she got it off of Amazon for $13. And I'm guessing it probably does the same thing. Now, maybe a stone like jade might have additional properties.
If you both
choose to believe that, I don't know.
All right.
Same with rose quartz. Again, if Gwyneth Paltrow wants to come on this podcast and talk about it, we would welcome that. But I think you could also just rub an ice cube on your face, right?
Yeah, but then it melts and it's like watery.
True. Well, jade roller is a...
We're going to workshop this.
Yeah, we're still coming up with our cold products. But I think it's a treat, but I haven't used it to see the benefit. It's the kind of thing, again, that I bought, put in my freezer, and then I was like, I'll put a bag of spinach on top of this.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Well, once again, we have failed to conclusively answer anyone's question.
That's why we're not experts. We're literally just friends who are talking about serums and jade rollers.
Yeah. But you can still call us at 781-591-0390 and leave us a voicemail that we will muddle through. Or email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. And that about does it for this week's mini app.
But I just want to say we muddle through with love and intention.
Oh, yes, of course.
Thanks for listening.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye.